Just keep working. You know, I know we didn't do it very well last week as far as the stats and everything, but I thought we were close on a bunch. You know, the run game, it's hard work for everybody. You got to keep sticking with it. Everyone's got to work, but it takes all 11 guys. And I thought we had a few opportunities in the game to bust a long one, and there's about four of them. And in those, we had one weak link. And when that happens, it ends up being a 30-yard run that goes to a 2-yard run. And the way you get those run stats, you got to break a long one, and we haven't been able to do that yet.
Can you talk about Devontae Freeman and how he's fitting in this week?
The same way he did last week, the same way he will be every week. You know, Free runs hard. He does good stuff in the pass game. These last 2 weeks, really the first time we've had him full go since almost OTAs or the third day of training camp. So it's been good for him. He's gotten his legs back under him. I feel he's fully healthy, and he got a lot more reps last week once Tevin went down. And I feel he's finally in healthy enough to where he can handle the position he's going to be in this week, and I'm excited to watch him.
So you think he's overcome the hamstring injury and he's back to where he was?
Yeah, I do.
Leo said it wasn't difficult to line up in different positions as long as he did the study. Can you tell, give an insight as to what kind of preparation is required to play the kind of role that he's playing?
All our guys do it. It's not just Julio. It's, every position we have, we move them all over the place. So it's the way we introduce the offense from the first day that we all got together. You don't ever want a guy just learning one spot. We move those guys everywhere, and it's every position. So you never know where any of the guys are going to be, and it gives us a lot of freedom to adjust throughout the year.
For a guy his size to be able to play inside where he usually requires more quickness, is that kind of a unique to Julio among players?
Yeah, there's not many times that 230-pound guys are quick, are fast, are tough, are explosive, and that's why there's not many of them on the planet. When you got one, I feel pretty fortunate, and it makes it more fun and makes me a better coach.
Is that unique skill set? Is that what makes you able to move him around everywhere?
Yeah, we've done this everywhere we've been, but we try to move everybody everywhere. But Julio is one of the few guys who's explosive he is that is capable of running the entire route tree. Sometimes when you have guys that big or that explosive, they don't break down as well. They're not as quick, like you're saying, but Julio can do it all. So you got to defend every route, and I think that's what makes him so special.
Kyle, just a general question here. Do you think we'll ever see a 2,000-yard receiver?
That's a good question. I've never thought about it. I don't even know what the record is for.
1964 or something like that.
Definitely. All right. So, the NFL is close to it, and eventually that record will be broken. I guess you only need, 36 more yards. So, yeah, someone will do it eventually, and it'd be awesome if it was Julio, but you never know. You like to spread that around too. Eventually, a guy ends up getting double covered and stuff, and just always force it into the guy. Usually helps out other people. So we'll see how the year goes.